In today's world, finding the facts and applying the truth to solve complicated problems is a bold move. Become an actuary and use your math skills to bring predictability to uncertainty. Actuaries are respected professionals and truth tellers valued across the globe. And actuaries are the U.S. News number 22 top paying career. Explore a great career in a field you love, making a real difference for real people. Find your path. The world needs actuaries more than ever.
I saw this guy interviewing Bryce Young at training camp the other day in Spartanburg. Chris McClain, Mac from Mac and Bone, WFNZ in the morning in Charlotte. First thing that jumped out to me was you and Bryce Young look alike. You're about the same size.
I think that's where the similarities start. I think I'm way fatter, I'm way older, and I'm way dumber than Bryce. And I'm not as nice as him either.
Oh, it's probably pretty close, to be perfectly honest. All right, so impressions of what you've seen from Bryce Young, and then we'll talk about what we hope to see tomorrow in the 4 o'clock friendly.
Man, Bryce Young's my favorite subject right now. I mean, it's right up there with raving about my children. It's exciting, man. You know, Adam, it has been quarterback purgatory here the last 5 years or so, ever since the last time we had healthy Cam, and the shoulder injury obviously did that in. But, man, we've been waiting for this moment to get our guy. I love the fact they moved up to get him. And then to see him in camp, I mean, I think you're seeing a lot of the things. I mean, it is training camp, take it for what it's worth. But you're seeing a lot of those things that you thought you would see, that ability to kind of maneuver in the pocket, that pocket awareness and mobility to just kind of let me, maneuver a step or two over here and find a throwing window. Let me escape and see if I can find something downfield. I love the way you spread the ball around. It's, Frank Reich says this is by design. It's a different guy every practice that looks like they're number one each day. And I like the way they're doing that. And it's the way he handles himself. I mean, this is central casting for the way you want a quarterback and your franchise kind of CEO to handle himself. I mean, he just – every answer – it's like, man, you just gave the perfect answer. Now, we may get a little bored with him over the years.
Yes.
Because they're like the perfect right answer. He won't say anything wrong. But he just seems so wise beyond his years. And then you hear the stuff, too, Adam, about the study habits and the processing skills and just how smart he is. I mean, the Peter King story that he heard about how first week of training camp, he goes into the coaching staff and he's like, I got some ideas on some protections here. And Peter King is like, people are telling me that this is ridiculous, that veteran quarterbacks often don't even try to have input on protections. And this kid's in his first camp trying to come up with ideas. So it's just, I'm just so excited, and I'm excited to see what happens. It should be a fun ride.
Yeah, I don't think Sam Darnold did that in his first year with the – I don't believe Sam Darnold – he probably know what protections are. Chris McClain, WFNZ, Mac and Bone in the mornings. All right, so how much do you expect? I know Frank Reich's not sure. My guess is 2 series tonight, or rather tomorrow in the friendly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. 2. Yeah, 2. And if they drive down and say it's a 70-yard drive and they go down and get a touchdown right away, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Or I'm kind of one of those deals. If he wants to see more in a second series. First series wasn't great. I could see that. I think you're on the money. And Frank Reich did indicate that, he really wants to play starters in the preseason. I mean, obviously Miles Sanders got the groin injury.
Yeah.
Maybe someone like Luvu or Chenault, those guys have had nicks lately. Maybe they don't play. But it does seem like we're going to see a good bit of the starters. So at least maybe we get a quarter or close to a quarter of entertainment tomorrow, hopefully.
Here's the thing. It's football. It will be entertaining to a lot of people regardless. As long as the Panthers uniforms are out there, because that's how I talked about the Hall of Fame game, Jets uniforms versus the Browns uniforms. Nobody cares about the players who are playing. We won't see Aaron Rodgers play tomorrow in the friendly. Yeah. I'd be stunned if we see Aaron at all during the preseason. Those joint practices really kind of give an idea of where teams are anyway. So what did you see from those joint practice, that joint practice, because the second day was rained out. But I think all 4 quarterbacks that played had a little bit of struggles, but Bryce Young left the best impression at the end.
Yeah, they really, it felt like a pretty even practice. Like there was give and take. Whereas in some of these joint practices, like there have been, you know, the media kind of proclaims a definitive winner. This one didn't feel to me that way, and I don't think anybody else that covered it really, you know, thought that. I was watching the Panthers' defense a bunch, and Aaron Rodgers did hit a couple of deep balls or a couple of busted coverages by the first-team secondary. But then after that, all of a sudden Brian Burns started getting these kind of, you know, like would-be sacks on Rodgers and giving their tackles fits. And at the end of practice, Rodgers and Saleh were calling out the tackles. So, you know, Burns and company did their work there a little bit too. In the two-minute drill, Bryce went down. They got a field goal. The first-team defense got Rodgers three and out off the field. And even the second-team offense went down. And, the you know, this kicker that, you know, Matthew Wright, this dude that's just here until Pinheiro gets healthy again, he missed that field goal. But and then the second team defense, Grugier Hill got an interception. So they won the 2 minute drill, but there were good moments for the Jets too. The Jets should be a pretty darn good team. So, I mean, I kind of liked what I saw out of the Panthers, you know, take it for what it's worth, but it felt like it was a pretty even practice.
All right. So now I'm going to ask you, as we continue talking football with Chris McClain, Mac from Mac and Bone in the Morning on WFNZ in Charlotte. Charlotte FC is at Inter Miami tonight at 8:30. Now, because there's no conflict in the schedule, you can watch both. But give me your level of excitement for this match tonight.
I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped. I know you're a soccer guy. I'm a soccer guy, too. If you want to talk Man City Burnley at 3 p.m., I'm fired up for that one, too, brother. I'm ready
to
go. This Messi thing, I mean, this is obviously a mammoth deal. I mean, and I got to tell you, Adam, like, I thought – yeah, we could see Messi play, you know, Charlotte be in the MLS at some point. But I thought we might be talking three more years down the road, you know what I mean, where he kind of is close to walking off into the sunset and he gets to live in Miami. The fact that he is in this league and in this League's Cup tournament tearing it up, and he's just months removed from being, you know, maybe the best player in the damn World Cup.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a bit scary. You know, for a Charlotte defense that in MLS play has been the worst in terms of goals allowed, and they've had a lot of injuries back there. They are getting Tui Loma back on the back line, but Nathan Byrne, who's been amazing defensively in this League's Cup run, he's accumulated too many yellow cards. He's not going to play, so that's a bit of a problem. I mean, I would lean towards Miami winning this game, but I don't think, like, I hear some people think Charlotte's going to get embarrassed. I don't know. I kind of feel like they're confident. I feel like the morale's up. I kind of feel like it could be competitive tonight, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, is this, and I have noticed, Adam, that this has registered, because I'm sure you know how it is. Like, when we talk Charlotte FC, even here in Charlotte, there's a group of people that are all into it, but then you get a lot of snark.
Oh,
are we wasting time? Wait, let's talk about a real sport. I did notice today a ton of people, hey, how do I get to watch this game? And it's on Apple, and you know, people are intrigued by this. And this is the first of three matches against Messi, because, of course, you got two league matches, home and road, against them coming up. I mean, does this register at all? I know there's a ton of soccer fans there. Does this register at all, though, with your folks?
Here's the thing, is that I can only gauge through social media. Yeah. And I think, as you said, there are people who will never accept that it's a big deal because it's just soccer. And there are people who are really into it. You know this. Charlotte is a big soccer area, the triangle and the triad, huge soccer area. Soccer as a youth sport with all of the major clubs in the state of North Carolina might be as big as it is anywhere in the country because, I mean, there's just so much activity at the youth level, at the development level, that I think it's a big deal, but hey, if people want to hold – look, when I first moved here 25 years ago, I was told the Canes wouldn't make it, the Canes would leave. it takes a little bit of time for some people to recognize what's real. And I think the sport is real. Is it as big as the four major U.S. sports? No. But it's growing, and it'll continue to grow, and maybe one day it will be. But I think when the best maybe that's ever done it is still doing it at a high level and enjoying himself, because that's what I keep thinking every time I watch him, and I've watched a bunch of what he has done already. I mean, he just looks like he's having a blast.
And oh, he is.
And why? So let me enjoy his joy. And I mean, I'm one of my wagers today will be a Messi brace tonight.
Oh, damn. That hurts. That hurts me deeply. By the way, I want to tell you, Adam, I have been enjoying him put on the show in this League's Cup, like what he's done to the MLS and turning this Miami team around, who, by the way, worst record in the league in league play. And he comes and they're a whole new team. Obviously, he's got Jordi Alba and Busquets with him. But I'm telling you, tonight, though, Adam, the messy fun will stop for me. At some point, he'll get one of these BS calls like he's Tom Brady, right? And the way they've been treating him, the refs. And I will lose my mind because it's finally against my club. I will probably lose it tonight.
I'm here for it. No, that's a foul. That's a foul. Free kick. Free kick from outside the 18. That's a goal.
Exactly.
Easy. An easy goal. Here's my strategy for FC tonight. Play three keepers.
I'm here for it, man. Yeah. That's a new one, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that, but there you go. Chris McClain, WFNZ, Mac and Bone in the morning. In Charlotte, I appreciate your time, man. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy the friendly tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Be good.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.